The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
I want to tell you a great story about Chacham Avadi Yosef. This story happened on Yom Kippur, right after the Yom Kippur War. Right after the Yom Kippur War, there were many soldiers that had been killed, over 2,000 soldiers, and 900 wives had no proof that their husbands were killed. And how are they going to get remarried? They are called agunot. Agunot means they're tied up. Because if there's no proof that the husband died, how are they going to get married? No rabbi would marry them. And you know what Chacham Avadi Yosef did? He said, I'm going to find a heter for them. I'm going to make sure that they'll be able to get married. And he looked into each case, and every woman who had a husband who was in the war and didn't come back would come and cry to Chacham Avadi. And he would say, give me some proof, anything. And sometimes there was an identity tag, or sometimes there was a photograph. Whatever it was, he made sure that they would be able to get me married. All the rabbis were afraid. How could you let somebody get married? Maybe the husband ran away. Maybe he's got sick someplace and he's mentally ill and he's going to come back in 2 years and she'll be married to somebody else and it could be that it'll be Mamzer. That would be terrible. But he was not afraid. He was courageous. Why? Because he loved Jews. So listen to this story. You won't believe this story. There was, you see, in the Jewish newspapers, in the Israeli papers, I should say, the secular writers, they didn't like Chacham Avadi Yosef. You know why? Because he always criticized their schools. He said, you got to go to a religious school. You got to go to a school that's dati. So there was one marshas, one lady rosha. She was an Israeli newspaper writer. She said, I'm going to get Chacham Yosef. So you know what she did? You wouldn't believe. She went and she interviewed so many of these women who Chacham Avadi Yosef said they could get married. And she said, I'm a newspaper writer. Tell me, what did you tell him? And some said there was identity checks. Some said there was a photo. Some said there were witnesses. And she decided that she's going to come with a few people, all planned out. And she's going to tell Chacham Avadi Yosef, you know, I had a husband. He was in the army and he was killed. And I want to get married. And really, her husband was in the office, in the newspaper office, waiting. But how could Chacham Yosef, Avadi Yosef know that, right? And she brings the witnesses, and she brings the proof, and she's crying. Hey, I want to get married. You know, my husband died, and I got proof, and here's the witnesses. And Chacham Avadi Yosef listens, and he says, you're right. Now you can get married. And he gives her a petek, he gives her a piece of paper, and signs, you can get married. Well, she was so happy, she runs out of there. And this was many years ago before cell phones. And she calls her husband in the office because he's in the newspaper office waiting because now she's going to say, oh, you see, Chacham Avadi Yosef, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And she calls in the office and she says, I want to speak to my husband. And the guy on the phone starts crying. She says, what's wrong? She said, he says, we just got a bit of news. Your husband was killed in a car crash about 10 minutes ago. So the moment Chacham Avadi Yosef said that she could get married, her husband was dead. You see how Hashem takes care of the tzaddikim? It's unbelievable. She was going to make a ploy against Chacham Avadi Yosef, and Hashem said, I'll take care of you. You can get married. Now you can get married.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org